You like riddles?
Yes.
Along with knock-knock jokes, riddles are probably one of the very first forms of humor or jokes that we learn as we grow up. Let's try a few. What occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, and never in 1,000 years? You see it? The letter M. I know riddles are kind of groaners sometimes, aren't they? Let's try another one. What has roads without cars, forests without trees, and cities without houses? A map. Riddles can be fun, but also confounding. Here's another one. The one who makes it has no need of it. The one who buys it does not use it. The one who uses it can neither see it nor feel it. What is it? If you're puzzled, we'll work on that a little bit. But don't think too hard about it. I'll come back to it at the end of the message. If you're stumped by things like that, you're in good company, because the disciples were puzzled by a riddle of sorts that Jesus gave them in today's gospel reading. He said, a little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me. As we read the account, we can see that they were very confused by this. Now, we have the advantage of time, and we can look back and know what Jesus was talking about, and it's really not much of a riddle from our perspective. We know in a little while, Jesus will bring redemption, life, and salvation into the world. But even now, we might ask, how little a while? How about tomorrow and in 3 days? Is that a little while, and again a little while? We are well into the season of Easter. We're celebrating the 5th of 7 Sundays of the season of Easter. But this text actually took place on Maundy Thursday in that upper room. And there, the foot washing has already occurred. Judas has already departed to go and prepare to betray Jesus. And Jesus has already predicted Peter's denial. And these words, a little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me, appear near the end of a rather long monologue by Jesus. It takes up some 3 chapters in John's gospel. In it, he tells them that in a little while he will go to his death. In a little while, they will see him beaten, hanging on a tree. Then they will see him no longer when the grave door slams shut. I don't know about you, but I hated those words in answer by my parents to the question, when are we going to get there? And the answer, in a little while, came forward. Or when will you be finished? In a little while. And it usually meant just the opposite, and I was in for a long, long wait. In a little while can never come soon enough. Jesus had already told his disciples of his departure several times. In the 7th chapter of John, we read at the Feast of the Tabernacles where Jesus said, I will be with you a little longer, and then I'm going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am going, you cannot come. And twice already that evening, once after the foot washing and recorded in John 13, little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. And then again in the 14th chapter, after promising the gift of the Holy Spirit, he said, yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And yet, despite all of this, they don't realize that his departure would be for their benefit. They don't realize that his death would be result in their redemption, life, and salvation. They think having him visibly present as their teacher, their leader, and their friend, and maybe their ticket to fame and fortune is the whole point. They don't realize at this point their desperate need for a redeemer. They don't realize that living according to the rules and the traditions of Judaism doesn't lead to eternal life. They don't realize that the law that they have been raised and taught to obey only serves to condemn them because of their inability to live up to either the spirit or the letter of the law. Indeed, there was one among them in that upper room who had already chosen to forego any possibility of redemption. The others, not understanding any of this, in a little while will mourn deeply. But again, a little while will be 3 days. This is Easter. Jesus will descend into hell to declare victory over Satan and will rise victorious. And then they will see him again. He will bring new life into their dead, despairing lives, turning sorrow into joy. So also you have sorrow now, he said, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In a little while, at his death and resurrection, Jesus will bring redemption, life, and salvation. Is that how little a while Jesus means? Yes, but how about 40 days and more? Is that in a little while, and again a little while? In a little while, the happy reunion between Jesus and his disciples will come to an end, just as our Easter season will end in a couple of weeks. 40 days after Easter, Jesus returned to his Father. That's the ascension. And again, in a little while, they would not see him. Remember, Jesus had told them that his departure was for their benefit. He told them so in the opening lines of today's gospel. And if you would, please, find that page in your first words where the gospel lesson is printed. Very first paragraph, drop down to the second line or the second sentence where it starts with the word when. Read that along with me, please. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Out loud is fine. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. In a little while, the Spirit of truth will take what Jesus received from the Father and declare it to them and make clear to them the things that had happened. Jesus spent 3 years tuning the disciples' hearts for what was to come. Even so, it was unclear to them at first. The cross of sacrifice was not what they wanted. They wouldn't have chosen it for themselves. But when they saw Jesus' nail-scarred hands and feet with their own eyes after the resurrection, the pieces of the puzzle began to come together. Looking at their own sin-tainted lives, they realized the cross was the perfect choice, especially when followed by an empty tomb. The Holy Spirit would come also point them to things yet to come. Many will believe in Jesus through their word. In what we call his high priestly prayer, Jesus said, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. And finally, the Holy Spirit will cause them to remember Jesus' glorious promise to return and take them to where he is going. How little a while will that be? 2,000 years? 2,000 more years this week? Jesus calls it, again, a little while. In a little while, at his ascension and return, Jesus will bring redemption, life, and salvation. In that little while, he's bringing it to the world by the disciples' words. Is that how little a while Jesus means? Yes, but how about the little while of your lifetime and then a little while? Is that in a little while and again a little while? Yes, that too is true. Life for us really is only a little while, which means we desperately need to see Jesus for the redemption, the life and salvation only he can bring. Ever since Adam and Eve chose to disobey God in the garden, we have been steeped in sin and in need of redemption. Daily we sin against God as we confess in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We turn a blind eye toward a neighbor in need. We speak unkind words to a loved one, and on it goes as we constantly prove our need for redemption from the sin that sticks to us like a second skin. But in a little while, for many of us, within only a few days of birth, you were baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus, as we saw here this morning with Everett. You were forgiven of your sin, and each week that forgiveness is given again in the absolution and the body and blood of Jesus in his holy meal. You are forgiven for your stubborn disobedience. You are absolved of your willful neglect of God's law. You are pardoned of your neglect of your neighbor. You are exonerated of the hurtful words you speak. We have not seen Jesus' nail-scarred hands and feet with our own eyes, but we have seen them by faith. Each week as we gather at his table, we hold the scarred body in our hands before taking it into our bodies for redemption, life, and salvation. In a little while, maybe a very little while, death will take you as it has all of those who have gone before. You will know the deep sorrow of mourning just as those who love you will know that sorrow. But the Spirit of truth is at work in you and will keep you in your baptismal faith. Faith in the things yet to come and faith in Jesus' glorious promise. Again, a little while, and we will see Jesus with our very own eyes. Our body's time in the tomb, even as our soul is rejoicing, Paul says, will be the twinkling of an eye, and we will rise to see him forever. Remember the riddle? The one who makes it has no need of it. The one who buys it does not use it. The one who uses it can neither see it nor feel it. Have you figured it out? What is it? Anybody know? Coffin. Your coffin. The one who uses it does not need it long, for in a little while the Lord will come again, and for all his redeemed, the sorrow of death will be turned into the all-surpassing joy of resurrection to eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.